may not be a big thing because they can tolerate a little of it. But again, recently in the East, the milkweeds out here are not near as toxic as the milkweeds are in the West.
Cattle can make associations with food. If they eat something and get sick from it, they probably won't eat it again. Brown notes that the time of year a plant is ingested also makes a huge difference because toxicity and palatability in plants can change over time.
There are pastures that are very heavily infested or blessed, depending upon your point of view, with tall larkspur, which of course can be quite toxic. But depending on the time of year, you can move animals in there at a time when the larkspur is not particularly palatable, or they can move the animals in there when the larkspur is not particularly toxic. The problem is if they move them in when it's both palatable and toxic.
Even plants like wild cherries are okay when the leaves are green and still on the tree, but when they wilt, they release a lot of cyanide. Call your veterinarian if you suspect the cattle got into something. Inspect your area and destroy any poisonous plants. If you're not sure what the culprit was, consult with your extension service. Learn more about poisonous plants for cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The family of the suspected Boulder fire bomber has been detained and is expected to be deported. Mohammed Salman is from Egypt and has a wife and five children. He told police he had been plotting the attack for more than a year. The 50% Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum products being imported into the U.S. took effect at midnight. Shock and grief in Washington State. As of going on 20 years, the police there say they don't think they've had a situation that's prompted tears to come up among police. They felt for the family, says Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison. He's talking about the three sisters, ages 5, 8, and 9, who were found dead near their father's vehicle at a campsite. They had been on a scheduled visitation with him. Iran's supreme leader says that he is criticizing an initial proposal from the United States and negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Al-Khamenei is not rejecting it outright, however. This is ABC News. Canadian wildfires still causing air quality concerns in parts of the United States. ABC meteorologist Jeff Smith has more on that and some other weather issues hitting the country.
We're tracking smoke and storms. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires, of course, and storms along a cold front extending from the Great Lakes down to the south. Now, that smoke will just cause hazy skies over much of the east. No big air quality issues. But there could be air quality concerns over parts of Missouri, Iowa, all the way up to the UP of Michigan. Improving air quality, fortunately, over parts of Minnesota. Meanwhile, Saharan dust will be impacting Florida by Thursday. Dry air will limit storms and dirty sky will make for colorful sunsets.
The Justice Department saying two Chinese nationals smuggled a potential agro-terrorism weapon into the U.S. The two, who said they were conducting research, were found to be carrying a rare fungus that can potentially kill crops and make humans sick. The DOJ says the fungus was so harmful they're treating it as a national security matter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a little more of that wildfire smoke this morning, but it's gradually going to get out of here this afternoon, and we should get a break from that for a couple of days here. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. If your bathroom is due for a remodel, why not get what you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Bond is set at $2 million for a Milwaukee man charged in a fatal head-on crash in Ozaukee County. Prosecutors say a car driven by 34-year-old Ace Vu was traveling at nearly 100 miles per hour on I-43 near Port Washington May 26th when it slammed into a vehicle carrying an Oostburg couple that was killed. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation warns of a new phishing scam. Consumers are receiving texts claiming to be from the State Department of Motor Vehicles. The phishing texts warn of a final notice or an unpaid traffic violation and attempts to get you to click on fraudulent links or reveal personal information. And a bill to provide a film tax credit in Wisconsin and establish a state film office has moved out of a Senate committee. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to costs of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions. It's now ready for a vote by the full Senate.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Good morning at 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Charges have been filed in Buffalo County Court against an Alma man involved in an accident that killed two people in September. Luke Larson has been charged with two counts of homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle and second-degree recklessly endangering safety in connection with the September 27th crash in the town of Nelson. Larson crossed the center line of Highway 25 and struck three motorcyclists in the southbound lane, killing two of them. Larson's due in court later this month. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident Sunday in Oak Grove Township. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 16-year-old Dominic Wheezy of Prescott was traveling eastbound on 570th Avenue when he lost control and entered the ditch. Wheezy was taken to Regents Hospital. Eau Claire County Emergency Management is calling for state assistance due to potential federal budget cuts. County officials say without support, the county could face challenges in the event of a natural disaster. The Trump administration recently proposed a budget that includes nearly $650 million in cuts to FEMA grants and programs. The Eau Claire County Local Emergency Planning Committee drafted a resolution to request state aid if federal funding is reduced. Two organizations are putting up a reward to find the person responsible for killing a bull elk in Jackson County earlier this year. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is offering a $5,000 reward, and the Bear Club is offering a $500 reward for information leading to the successful prosecution of the elk's killing. The bull was found shot to death on private property off of East Snow Creek Road March 14th. The elk was wearing a GPS radio collar, and the Department of Natural Resources was able to gather information about the shooting from nearby cellular trail cameras. Anyone with information should call the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confidential violation hotline at 800-847-9367. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
The clock is running on passing a new two-year state budget. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders have met twice so far. The two sides are attempting to reach consensus on tax cuts while the Joint Finance Committee works on the budget. If lawmakers don't pass a new budget by the end of June, current spending levels will continue. A drawn-out impasse into late summer or fall would not be welcomed by Wisconsin local governments and school districts who need to know what their shared revenue and general school aid payments would be for their own budget planning. The last time that happened was in 2007, when then-Governor Jim Doyle and Republican lawmakers reached a compromise in October. The newest member of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Board of Control is Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher, who wants to look at emerging sports like boys volleyball and flag football.
Schools coming together into a club and then that becoming a sport at the individual schools and then eventually creating conference and then regional tournaments, sectional tournaments, and then state tournaments. So I've seen that process take place.
Boucher says he'll be guided by what's best for the state, not just the Wausau District. Boucher's term on the 11-member board will run through 2028. A pair of Wisconsin Congress members visited an ICE detention facility in Dodge County Monday. Second District Representative Mark Pocon says there weren't any ICE officials on location during the visit, which made getting certain information difficult. Pocon says they couldn't get details on how many people were detained, what the makeup of the detainees was, or why they were there. Pocon says that they also couldn't talk to any detainees without ICE permission. Pocon was joined by fellow Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who were conducting congressional oversights at the facility. Charges have been filed against a Milwaukee man who admitted to framing an undocumented immigrant. A criminal complaint says 52-year-old Demetric Scott sent handwritten letters to government offices with the address of immigrant Ramon Morales Reyes, who was facing deportation. The letters mentioned threats to kill President Trump and ICE agents. Morales Reyes, who was scheduled to testify against Scott in a criminal trial, does not read, write, or fluently speak English. Scott, who's being held at the Milwaukee County Jail on armed robbery and battery charges, admitted that he wrote everything in the letters and envelopes himself. Morales Reyes remains at an ICE detention facility in Dodge County. Dozens of retired state and federal judges think the case against Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan should be dismissed. Dugan's facing federal charges for allegedly obstructing Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in April as they tried to detain Mexican immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Flores Ruiz was arrested outside of the courthouse a short time later. Then the FBI arrested Dugan at the courthouse a week later. An amicus brief in Dugan's case was filed Friday, signed by 138 retired judges, including former federal judges appointed by Republican and Democratic presidents. Echoing arguments made by Dugan's attorneys, the judges conclude her conduct seems in line with official acts of a judge. For that reason, she should be immune from prosecution. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
An innovative effort to keep food waste out of the landfill. Dane County residents are now able to compost food scraps for free at five 24-hour drop-off sites throughout the county, with the sixth to be added later this summer. Food and yard waste are among the biggest contributors to the Dane County landfill, making up over one-third of what gets dumped there. That according to the county's Department of Waste and Renewables. Burying food and organic waste in the landfill produces methane, a greenhouse gas that is at least 20 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Acceptable wastes include fruits and vegetable scraps, coffee grounds and loose tea, eggshells, beans, nuts, shells, and seeds, all of which will be collected and taken to Purple Cow Organics, a regional resource for composting since 2008. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. June is Dairy Month. Did you know that dairy farmers milk cows every day, usually two or three times per day? Before and after milking, the cow's udder is washed with a disinfectant solution, and the milking equipment is washed, rinsed, and sanitized between milkings to ensure quality milk. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by the Pierce Pepin Co-op. Discover the power of your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Pierce Pepin Co-op, your source of power and information.
Our community. It's where we live. It's where we work. And as your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we know our community isn't just important. It's everything. Which is why we're grateful for your trust to provide the energy you need every day. Because for us, there's nothing more important than giving you the power to power on.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Willie Castro hit a pair of home runs as the Twins defeated the Athletics 10-3 in Sacramento. Castro's second long ball of the game put Minnesota up for good in the sixth inning. Pablo Lopez earned the win after allowing two runs on four hits in five innings. Zebby Matthews takes the mound for Minnesota against the A's tonight. The Minnesota Lynx are still undefeated following an 88-65 rout over the Phoenix Mercury at the Target Center. The Lynx led by as many as 27 in the victory. Nafcia Kalir poured in 18 points and grabbed 11 rebounds. The 8-0 Lynx visit the Dallas Wings on Sunday. Former Viking defensive lineman Jim Marshall is dead at 87. Minnesota announced the news on social media yesterday. Marshall spent 19 of his 20 professional football seasons with Minnesota from 1961 to 1979. The Durand, Arkansas boys golf team used a tiebreaker and defeated Cochrane Fountain City to claim the WIAA sectional championship. Durand, Arkansas moves on to state next week at University Ridge in Madison after recording a score of 315. Girls softball on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery stores. As sectionals got underway for the WIAA softball tournament, Menominee advances to the next round as they defeat New Richmond 11-3, while Grantsburg defeats Northwestern 7-0. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try Zip Intro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is? Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Brewers' eight-game win streak came to an end, falling 4-2 to the Cincinnati Reds at Great American Ballpark last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. TJ Friedl took a two-run homer away in center from pitcher Jake Bowers with two outs in the ninth inning to end it. Manager Pat Murphy.
Great pitch hit by Bowers. Yeah, that's why he's on the club. You know, he's got a knack for it. He's got some experience. Yeah, that was great. Great at bat and great catch by Friedl. Great catch.
Sal Frelick homered and Christian Yelich drove in a run for the Brewers, who play for the series win this afternoon. The Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff left his rehab start at AAA Nashville early after he was hit on his pitching elbow by a line drive last night. X-rays were negative, but Woodruff is headed back to Milwaukee for further testing. Pat Murphy asked about Woodruff struggling to catch a break.
I hate to say things are unfair or fair or whatever. Just the guy's been through some adversity. This has been a long road back, but let's not forget, you know, he's going to do great things, and he's a pretty fortunate young man, so hopefully he's just healthy to pitch again. It's a bruise, a contusion, or whatever.
UW-Whitewater is one win away from its third Division III National Baseball Championship. Warhawks banged out 20 hits in an 18-3 win over Messiah in Game 1 of the best 2-3 matchup yesterday. Game 2 gets underway later this morning. Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark had surgery in January for a bunion and bone spurs. Clark has been dealing with the ailment since the season opening game against the Eagles in Brazil. Wisconsin men's basketball team announced non-conference game for the upcoming season. The Badgers will square off against BYU on November 21st in Salt Lake City, a rematch of their NCAA tournament game late last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, three sandwiches are always better than one.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Forecast for today, warmer and sunny this afternoon, then becoming, warmer and sunny this afternoon. We'll have areas of smoke early on. We'll have highs in the mid-70s, west winds at around 5, shifting to the northwest. Tonight, clear, lows, low 50s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs, upper 70s. For Friday, 50% chance of a shower or storm. We'll have highs, low 70s. Do have areas of fog as well across the region this morning here in downtown Durand. We have some of that fog and 53 with Zach Brown and Toes.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Drive up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today. Your name.
Heinekens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Brakes so they can make a Chevy slow down, and I just ride midnight, sorry my turn goodbye round. Bloody Mary's an aspirin, don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact, but my remedy for hand of man, the hands of time. You sing a hands of time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church blue, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Eric Church, Hands of Time, 732. I'm Brian Winnikins, and happy Wednesday. Coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and to send us a message that way. During the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have one of the artists from the Spring Fresh Art Tour in joining us to talk about the Spring Fresh Art Tour that will be going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Buffalo, Pepin, and even Pierce counties as well. All right, time for the medallion hunt. Clue number three. And the Fun Fest medallion hunt. Here we go. If Richard was first to see your sweet face, you'd be pretty close to my hiding place. Okay. Who's Richard? Again, if Richard was first to see your sweet face, you'd be pretty close to my hiding place. That's clue number three in the Fun Fest medallion hunt. You can see all three of the clues on the Fun Fest Facebook page or on our station Facebook page as well. Again, sunshine today, but we do have some active weather, at least in the forecast. And we'll give you some details here coming up.
Hello. This is one of our calves here at Wheezy Brothers Farms. And my name is Madison. My great-grandfather bought the land, and my grandfather and his brothers began milking dairy cows here in 1982. I want to continue that strong passion for dairy farming, and I want to be able to pass that love and passion on to my kids someday.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
The 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair is back July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. Experience 5 full days of rides, food, animals, free attractions, and family fun. Plus, the Line of Cougar Main Stage brings you Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets and details at NWSFA.com. Make it a summer to remember. We'll see you at the fair.
Ice cream is back at O'Galley Cheese. Chocolate Shop Super Premium Ice Cream has a 14% butterfat content, which gives it a richer taste. Get yours in a dish or a cake cone, available as a single or double scoop. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week for your ice cream enjoyment.
Forecast for today, warmer and sunny throughout the day. We will have some areas of smoke, though, once again today. Highs mid-70s, west winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows low 50s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs upper 70s. For Friday, 50% chance of showers and storms, highs low 70s. And for Saturday, we'll have a 30% chance of showers with highs mid-70s. Sunshine and fog across the region. Plum City and O'Galley 54, Mondovi, Wabasha, Lake City, Pepin, and Nelson 53 here at WRDN 54 with Clay Walker. And if I could make a living, it's 7:37.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving. Be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love.
Same old dial, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Last night I dreamed you were back again, larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how, couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by, all I can hear is your song haunting me. Can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do.
this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Can't close the door on likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. Of you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do.
Pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. I was almost one boot out of the door when the band kicked. Blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. Then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wouldn't. And then
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Bryan, country song came on, 7:50. I'm Brian Winnikins. If you missed the Fun Fest medallion hunt clue, clue number three, if Richard was first to see your sweet face, you'd be pretty close to my hiding place. Again, if Richard was first to see your sweet face, you'd be pretty close to my hiding place. That's Fun Fest clue number three. Remember the movie Back to the Future? Oh, yeah, that was a good one. I liked all three of them, actually. While Gibson is launching a search for the guitar that had been played by Michael J. Fox in the original Back to the Future movie. Of course, that's the scene where Michael J. Fox has to play the guitar, and he goes, "Well, here's something that we like to play where I'm from. Hope you like it." Remember that scene? The guitar maker posted a video Tuesday featuring Fox, Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, and Huey Lewis asking the public, "Hey, where's the guitar? Where is it?" The search is on. It's hopeful the recovery can be featured in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. Now, the iconic cherry red ES-345 was rented from Norman's Rare Guitars in L.A. for the filming of the first movie. But now, they don't know what happened to the guitar after it was returned. By the way, this year marks Back to the Future's 40th anniversary. There's a, you know, we really technically don't have the flying cars, but hoverboards we do. And yeah, the Cubs did win a World Series. Ugh.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Explore scenic backroads and immerse yourself in nature's spring artistry on the Spring Fresh Art Tour. 47 artists who call this area home invite you to enjoy a self-guided tour of 27 studios and galleries along Lake Pepin and throughout the countryside of Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. The Fresh Art Tour is June 5th, 6th, and 7th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Find the tour map and artist information at their website, freshart.org. See you on the tour.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know in 1841, Mrs. Ann Pickett started the first home cheese factory in Wisconsin near Lake Mills? Mrs. Pickett used milk from her neighbor's cows to produce butter and cheese in her log cabin. This procedure continued until 1845 when the level of production and demand grew too large for her kitchen. By 1869, Wisconsin was producing over 3 million pounds of cheese. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by AMPI, a dairy farmer-owned cooperative making cheese, butter, and powdered dairy products from high-quality milk produced on Midwest family farms. Visit AMPI.com for more information.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are excited to ring the dinner bell and share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Ask for Dinner Bell Creamery products at your favorite store to support local farm families and cheese and butter makers. Learn more about the co-op and farm life by following Dinner Bell Creamery on Facebook and Instagram, or visit us online at dinnerbellcreamery.com. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, Dinner Bell products are the natural way to call family and friends to gather around the table.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. Hey!
Jack and Diane ever made it. After the drums and the guitars all faded, was the best they could do good enough? Or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it? If there were struggles and we never knew it, I guess they had each other. That was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And know we got each other, that's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. There's no such thing as a broken heart.